can never be. Never be.
Hey there, gossip guys and gals. This is DJ Gossip Girl. You're listening to You Know You Love It, dishing on celebrity, news, trends, and gossip only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned and we'll begin shortly. Again, listeners, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and welcome to my show, You Know You Love It, only dishing about celebrity news, trends, and gossip. So, I'm glad you could all join me. As you guys probably know, if you listened to me just a couple days ago, I had a rescheduling error, and so I was performing on Saturday. So, I'm glad to be back on normal time. From here on out, as far as I'm concerned, I will be on Mondays 3 to 4 p.m., so for those of you just joining with me, welcome. I'm so glad to have you listening. If you're unfamiliar with how I run my show, I start with a little thing called celebrity news. Kind of what's going on in Hollywood, the hot's hot, all that good stuff. So as most of you are probably aware, there was the Oscars last night. Oh my gosh, we put our clothes to award season. Kind of sad, but there was one thing that really struck my eye. Michelle Obama crashed the Oscars last night. Yes, as in First Lady Michelle Obama. Confused? You're not alone, but it happened, and surprisingly, the unexpected shindig all happened live, Mrs. Obama stated. Thank you, Jack, and welcome to the White House, everyone. I'm so honored to introduce the nominees for Best Picture, as she shimmered in the same Naeem Khan dress she wore at the Governor's Ball. And to help celebrate the movies that lift our spirits, broaden our minds, and transport us to places we have never imagined, the First Lady went into detail the lessons we learned from the Best Picture nominees, noting these films teach us about love, life, and achieving your dreams. These lessons apply to all of us, no matter who we are or what we look like or where we come from or who we love. But they are especially important for our young people. Every day, through engagement in arts, our children learn to open their imagination, to dream a little bigger, and to strive every day to reach those dreams. And I want to thank all of you here tonight for being a part of that vitally important work, she said before tossing back to Jack Nicholson at the Dolby Theater. So what's the story behind Obama's surprise appearance? The Academy Awards approached the First Lady about being a part of the ceremony, Christian Shake, communications director to the First Lady, said. As a movie lover, she was honored to present an award and celebrate the artists who inspire us all, especially our young people. With their passion, skill, and imagination, well, there you have it. Congratulations to Argo and Ben Affleck. I mean, he took home the Best Picture Award. Who needs Best Director nom when you have the First Lady stamp of approval, right? I think that's kind of cool. It's awesome that the First Lady was able to take time out of her very, very busy day and be able to just recognize people of Hollywood, because I don't care what you say, Hollywood is a big industry and those people matter a ton. They're very influential among the people of America. Moving right along, last night's Oscars were full of glitz and glamour and a few more of off-color jokes, and while you saw much of it on television, plenty more was going on inside the Dolby Theater. When the cameras were rolling, this is what was not included, and aside from the flooded bathroom, here are six things that you did not see on television. Number one, the need for speed. Before the show even began, Oscar producers Neil Moran and Craig Sadin came out and asked winners to keep your speeches lively but sufficient. The show will end up being 3 hours and 35 minutes, the longest since 2009. Two, Jen makes Jen nervous. Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence told E! Reporters on the red carpet that she recognized Jennifer Aniston at a night before party by the back of her head. Even so, she was too nervous to introduce herself, Well, things changed tonight because Lawrence introduced herself to Aniston during a commercial break. They even hugged. How sweet. This isn't the Hunger Games. About halfway through the show, popcorn, Reese's Pieces, and Altoid Mints are handed out to the audience. I'm very sure that Jennifer Lawrence is happy about that because in interviews before the show, she can literally, let's just a side note, this girl is very witty and she's very funny, but she just steps out of that mold of being very formal. She's, I'm so hungry. I hope there's food. Meh, meh, meh. So I'm sure she was very happy to hear about that. Anne Hathaway was really excited to win this thing. Best Supporting Actress winner Anne Hathaway returned to her seat with the new gold statue in hand. She then took a photo on her iPhone of her friend holding Mr. Oscar. That's sweet. Everybody was BFFs with everybody. Helen Hunt walked over to As Good As It Gets co-star Jack Nicholson to say hello. Adele and Jennifer Lawrence embraced when they saw each other near the stage. Jennifer Garner did the same with Stacey Keibler after talking to Sandra Bullock. Charlize Theron shook hands with Ang Lee and his wife. And Kristen Stewart hobbled over on her crutches to a pal to chat, but then someone brought her crutches over so she could get back in time to present with Daniel Radcliffe. This was number 6 of what you did not see. Not only is Charlize Theron beautiful, but she is also a lifesaver. The gorgeous Hollywood star rushed to help a security guard who was suffering from a seizure at the Dolby Theater last night before the Oscars began. Yes, gown and all. The actress was one of few people to help the man when he went down in an attempt to help him up before someone else phoned a doctor. Although Theron has her taste of Oscar drama before the show had even begun, she was still able to make her way to the stage for a beautiful dance number alongside Channing Tatum. Charlize can do it all, I guess. Very sweet. That was awesome. So nice to see Hollywood just really step up their game and be great citizens to the rest of humanity. Yes, Jennifer Lawrence just won an Oscar, and yes, she just became the second youngest best actress recipient ever, but here's all what we wanted to know. The fall on her way up to accept her trophy during the show telecast, what happened? Lawrence says, what do you mean what happened? Look at this dress. Lawrence gave a great press conference, as always, at the 85th Annual Academy Awards. The Silver Linings Playbook star was quick and funny, and down with host Seth MacFarlane's I Loved the Boob Song, she told reporters. I thought that MacFarlane was great, absolutely hilarious. Most of all, Lawrence, who admitted to having a shot before the press meeting, sounded relieved when that award season was over. The process today was so stressful, she said, of her red carpet prep work. I felt like Steve Martin in Father of the Bride. When asked if she was worried about having so much success so early in her career or of peaking too soon, the 22-year-old deadpanned, well, now I am. Lawrence's best line, however, referred back to her Dolby Theater tumble when asked went through her mind when she fell, Lawrence said, a very bad word. It starts with an F. Again, she's very witty. She's very funny. And she's definitely Hollywood's it girl right now. I don't know if any of you have seen The Hunger Games. I unfortunately have not, but I heard that she is impeccable. And for those of you who don't know, fun fact of the day, Jennifer Lawrence has never taken an acting class in her life. She was on Chelsea Lately's show, I'm pretty sure it was a daytime television talk show. And she was saying that she has never taken an acting class in her life, ever. But when she was little, she would always lie. And she would lie, 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 lie. And in high school, she got really good at lying because she just didn't want to get caught for whatever reason. And that's where she got her acting from. She said her acting is basically just her constantly lying, pretending to be someone she's not. So kudos to you. Moving along to my next story. Jennifer Lawrence had a message for Emma Stone. She said, oh God, hang on. I told Emma Stone I'd do this. She laughed with Ryan Seacrest on TV, wheeled out the Manny cam, and said, wait, no, I actually can't do it. With a little bit of encouragement, the Oscar nominee leaned down into the camera and hollered, your butt is mine, Stone. I improvised with butt. She said the real word. Unfortunately, the Manny cam was having a minor technological issue and didn't capture the jab. But Jennifer was content. I did it in theory. I can still tell her I did it. And while the Silver Linings Playbook nominee had previously revealed that she ate a Philly cheesesteak before hitting the carpet at last year's Oscar, this year she came in with an empty stomach. As I previously stated earlier, today was stressful and I had no time to eat, she moaned. I'm starving. Is there food here? She continued. When Seacrest informed her that Wolfgang Puck would cater to the post-show meal. Aw, the show is so long. Sorry, I'm so upset about the food. But a growling stomach aside, the actress who looked flawless in Dior Haute Couture seem thrilled to attend the ceremony again. It is such an amazing ride, and this was such a passion project for all of us, she gushed. To be able to share with each other, and David and Bob and Jackie and Bradley, it really couldn't be better. So, again, Jennifer Lawrence, she's my it girl. She's been in all these stories. Good for her. I'm really glad she won that award. She really deserved it. Later on in the show, if you stay tuned, I'll read off a list of Oscar winners and who are the runner-ups. Stay tuned, my fellow gossip gals and girls. I will take a quick station break and I shall be back shortly. This is DJ Gossip Girl with You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
She ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Welcome back, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So, old listeners, thank you for staying tuned. And new listeners, if you are just joining me, you only have missed just a smudge bit of my show. I was just briefly recapping on celebrity news, what's going on in Hollywood. I did some brief recaps on the Oscars. I'm really glad to have you listening, so I hope I can please you. Moving right along in my celebrity news, Hollywood may be celebrating itself last night, but it won't be celebrating its latest box office. On a sluggish Oscar weekend, Identity Thief trumped new releases Snitch and Dark Skies and returned to the top rankings. The Melissa McCarthy-Jason Bateman comedy scored $14.1 million Friday through Saturday, per estimates, a solid showing for a movie in its third weekend in theaters, but the lowest take for number one movie this year. The blame for the last part lies not with Identity Thief, but with its competition. Nothing stepped up. Dwayne Johnson's Snitch, which grossed $13 million, actually came up bigger than expected, proving Hollywood knew it was in trouble and heading into the weekend. Dark Skies, a paranormal thriller with Carrie Russell, bowed in sixth place, with Nothing Special, $8.9 million. Identity Thief, currently the still young year's number one grossing movie, it's the only 2013 release with shouting distance of $100 million domestically. It's currently in its $94 million overall. A Good Day to Die Hard, last weekend's box office champ, took a dive, dropping to fifth place with $10 million. The Bruce Willis sequel is now at about $52 million overall. At least the Oscar movies are well. Silver Linings Playbook, 7th place, $6.1 million, became the latest Best Picture nominee to top the $100 million mark. All told, 6 of the 9 nominees have hit 9 figures. Zero Dark Thirty, which finished just outside the top 10 with $2.3 million weekend, may yet make it to 7. It's at $91.6 million domestically. For those keeping score at home, Lincoln is the most popular Best Picture contender, with a domestic total of $178.6 million. Whoa. It's followed by Django Unchained, $158 million. Wow. I've never seen these big of numbers before. Holy moly. Les Miserables was $146.6 million, and Favor Argo, $129.8 million. Here's a complete look at the weekend's top movies per Friday through Saturday, studio estimates and stats that compiled per exhibitor relations. Number one, Identity Thief with $14.1 million, Snitch with $13 million, Escape from Planet Earth, $11 million, Safe Haven, $10.6 million. A Good Day to Die Hard, $10 million. Dark Skies, $8.9 million. Silver Linings Playbook, $6.1 million. Warm Bodies, $4.8 million. Side Effects, $3.5 million. And Beautiful Creatures, $3.4 million. I think it's very interesting to see all these movies put into numbers. You never really realize how much these celebrities make. When you see it in numbers, it kind of just kind of hits you like, whoa. Like, Lincoln, holy moly, $178.6 million. That is ridiculous. I haven't seen really any of these movies. I've been so lazy. I need to take a day off. Yesterday, I took a day off from just everything, and I should have gone to the movies. I really am looking forward to seeing Identity Thief. Melissa McCarthy is my favorite actress right now, especially after her performance in Bridesmaid. Oh, my gosh. She is so talented. And, ooh, how could I forget? Her SNL skit. Oh my gosh. I don't know if any of you saw Melissa McCarthy's SNL skit, but she had this one little piece in it, the Hidden Valley Ranch. And I remember, I think it was with my boyfriend and we were watching that, and I could not stop laughing. I was crying. It was hilarious. She completely put this whole duty up, get up, and she, oh my gosh, it was hilarious. Oh, she had like this really ugly like Star Trek sweater. Her hair was all like permed out. And she's like, I'm at Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth. Oh, classic. Love Melissa McCarthy. Safe Haven was another movie I was really looking forward to see. So I hope I can see it. It looks really sweet. Juliana Huff and Josh Duhamel are in it. And I guess it's supposed to be like the new Last Song, or what are those? I'm trying to think. There's like those really lovey-dovey. Oh, the new Notebook. It's like the new Notebook. So I heard that's really good. I'm looking forward to seeing that too. Silver Linings Playbook, I'm really confused as to what that's about. I heard it's great. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress, but I haven't really heard much about it. From what I understand, there's Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, and Bradley Cooper is a drug addict. Not quite sure where it goes from there. In the commercials, it looks like a cute little love movie, but I have no idea. Haven't heard of Snitch, haven't heard of Escape from Planet Earth or A Good Day to Die Hard or even Dark Skies, but I have heard about Warm Bodies. And right now with the whole zombie phenomenon, I think this is hilarious because it all started with Walking Dead. And what an odd concept a zombie is. Really, who thinks to put zombies in? I mean, I know before I started watching The Walking Dead, I thought it was so silly and it got me hooked. And now people are taking zombies as the new vampires. Like, move aside, Breaking Dawn, like, forget about you. You stink. We understand you can shine in the sun. It's all about the vampires. Something great there. So awesome. I'm glad for everybody who made that money. Great work. Awesome. Moving right along to my next story. Kanye West has never been one to bite his tongue. But to diss Jay-Z, that's a different story. Putting the duo's 2011-2012 Watch the Throne tour aside, the loquacious rapper hit the stage during his show in London Saturday and sounded off about Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake's suit and tie. I got love for Hov, but I ain't bleep with the suit and tie, Kim Kardashian's baby daddy told the crowd as an instrumental click played in the background, which features him and Jay-Z. And that's just what the beginning of Kanye's rant about the music industry. I hate business people, West rapped, according to Billboard. People get on the phone with me and tell me, what kind of business can you do, though? And what type of business are you doing? What's the numbers? How much did you sell? What's the radio spin? How much shampoo can you sell with your face on that? Remind me again why we're in this? Can you remind me why we're in this? Since when is making music about getting rich? Since when it is make was making art about getting rich? Remind me again why we're in this. Remind me again why the Grammys just couldn't leave me alone. Oh yes, there was even more during that 10-minute rap speech. But do we care to listen or even read one more word? No. I mean, Kanye isn't very like a credible source. I just think he is so off and he's so ridiculous. I remember I was at the Grammys when Taylor Swift had won, I think it was Best Female Song, or she'd won something, and Kanye West did that drunken rant. I'm sure all of you remember, where he was the most hated man, jumped up, grabbed her award and said, you're great, but I think this goes to Beyonce, and completely stole the light away from her. I think Kanye is just jealous. I think he is jealous of the attention people get. He is jealous of the work that other people are performing better than him. And I just think he's an overall just a very bitter person. Kim Kardashian, his girlfriend, has been saying that, oh, Kanye's taught me so much about being kept to myself and a private person. But in reality, sweetie, Kanye is not that private. He's just, no one talks about him. He's not relevant anymore. So I don't really buy that he taught me how to be more private, because no. Don't get yourself confused. But anyway, enough of that nonsense. Lindsay Lohan cannot seem to catch a break. The Liz and Dick star's former assistant Gavin Doyle was issued a subpoena earlier this year by the Los Angeles City's Attorney's Office to testify during Lindsay's trial for a probation violation. The subpoena came after Doyle revealed it when Lindsay was driving the Porsche that crashed on Pacific Coast Highway back in June. Lohan reportedly had told police Doyle was at the wheel. She was charged in the incidents for willfully resisting obstruction, providing false information to an officer, and reckless driving. Lohan was still on probation for her misdemeanor jewelry theft case back at the accident, and due to the charges, a Los Angeles city attorney moved to revoke Lohan's probation in December. Lindsay's next hearing is scheduled for March 1st. Doyle is expected to testify sometime in the next 2 months. I think it's so sad. Everything with Lindsay Lohan, Hollywood is just notorious right now for producing really great child actors and then turning them into just train wrecks. I mean, Lindsay Lohan's one famous one, Britney Spears, and Heath Ledger. I mean, rest in peace, Heath Ledger. I've been a huge fan of Lindsay Lohan since I was young. And I mean, I grew up, watching her just fail. I was there right with her when she was doing her Parent Trap. That was my childhood favorite. Watched her do Freaky Friday, all that. And then she just flew off the deep end. And it's really sad. I mean, from drugs and alcohol and partying. And I mean, it doesn't help that her family's not together, but it's just a really sad story, because right when you think that she's got it and she can make a comeback, she just can't seem to keep it together. So keeping my fingers crossed for Lindsay, and I hope she gets better soon. So that wraps up my celebrity news segment. Coming up next, I have Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. Stay tuned and I will explain that segment further. Thank you all for listening to that piece. Stay tuned. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back, my gossip gals and girls. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So for those of you who are listening, you understand now that this is my Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it time. For those of you just tuning in, I just recapped and quickly closed my celebrity news segment, which had a lot of Oscar stories and Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. Don't worry, we'll still have some Oscar pieces in it, I promise. So here we go with my first trend. Last night at the Oscars, when it came to the dresses, I thought to myself, holy pastel. Charlize Theron, Octavia Spencer, Queen Latifah, and Zoe Saldana were only a few of Hollywood's hotties rocking the pastel palette in last night's attire. From soft grays, delicate blues, beautiful beige and pastel pinks, and lots of ivory, the dresses were beautiful reminders that spring is just around the corner. I'm a simple girl. I believe a gorgeous girl cannot go wrong with a clean, simple color. I love Easter too. I think pastels are beautiful. I think they're very complimentary on almost every skin type. I mean, you can't tell me a skin color that doesn't look great in some form of pastel. And with it being almost spring and Easter time, and I think it's a very appropriate color, and it was beautiful. I wasn't expecting that at all. Last show I was saying, oh, I'm expecting golds and blacks and patterns and blah, blah, blah. No, they really surprised me with the pastels, and it was beautiful. So with that said, when it comes to pastel gowns, I love it. Trend number two, A-list celebs such as Naomi Watts, Jenna Dewan Tatum, Jennifer Gardner, and Nicole Kidman were all spotted last night rocking, drumroll please, messy updos. I can appreciate a well-done messy do. I must say, I'm glad this is a trend. It's beautiful, effortless, and really allows stars to show off their ravishing faces. As a girl who is constantly on the go all the time, to have a messy do be in style is very convenient and very easy, because for me, getting my hair done in the morning is not a walk in the park. It stinks. I absolutely hate having to grab my product, brush my hair, put the products in, wait for it to dry, brush it again, blow dry my hair, put more product in, flat iron it, or curl it. It's such a hassle. So thank you, ladies, for bringing this messy do back, because now I can get away with being a little less effortless, get maybe a little bit more time to sleep in the morning. So keep rocking it so I can forever just be lazy. So obviously from how much I just ravished about this, I love the messy updo. This trend is my fave. Third trend. Okay, so I'm a little bit bipolar, and when it comes to being a health freak, I mean, one day I'm crazy about eating right and I'm working out a ton and I'm looking up all these diets and all these fun workouts I can do in class or wherever. And before I know it, I'm back on the couch eating pizza, ordering every piece of food I can, in my bed watching Netflix all day long with no motivation. In Hollywood, personal health and self-preservation is always trending, and I'm sure one of the first goals to most this year is a commitment to a healthier lifestyle. After all, the last thing many of us want to do when we get home from work is to whip up a homemade meal when a delicious slice of pizza is just a phone call away. But as it turns out, you can get your daily dose of fruits and veggies delivered to your doorstep. Press Juicery offers home delivery of its vitamin and mineral-packed juice cleanse combos. So all of you really have to do is just chug your way to a healthier you in 2013. Nicole Richie swears by the concoctions, which combine ingredients like spinach, kale, and other superfoods for a powerful dose of antioxidants. Just in case aging gracefully was also on your list of resolutions, Richie was one of the Press Juicery's first customers and has been known to sip on greens 1 and 3 for a leafy lift, as well as brand's coconut water and roots 2, 3, and 4 blends. But if you crave a more fruity flavor, there are also plenty of sweet watermelon or strawberry-based juices to choose from. So obviously, I'm going to have to say I love that, because like I told you, bipolar health nut. One day I love going to the gym and eating right and eating lean, and then the next I'm eating pizza. So it's nice to know that, because we're all human. You can't say we're not. We're all human and we all indulge and we all splurge in items that we shouldn't. So it's great to know that they offer items to cleanse yourself out and not so feel so guilty about maybe having that piece of pizza or that Pizookie, because Lord knows, I eat like a pig. Don't judge. I think those first three trends are awesome. I really appreciated the Oscars, and I really appreciate appreciate Nicole Richie's health advice. It's so nice to just have it switched up. So it looks like I'll be wearing lots of pastels with messy updos, watching Netflix, eating pizza, and drinking these pressed juicery juices. So watch out, everyone. Here I come. I'm going to take a quick station break, and I'll be right back with my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
And we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble. I may seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Welcome back, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So, again, for those of you just joining me, I'm on my second segment of the day, Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. If you're not really familiar with what this topic is about, it's things I'm looking for in Hollywood right now, whether it's makeup, hair, dresses, accessories, fitness, food, lifestyle, anything that's trending that the stars love that I will judge whether I love or I hate. I'm so fortunate that there was the Oscars last night because it just gives me so many opportunity to get with all these new trends because, as you know, fashion shows don't really matter. Most people tend to get their trends and their styles from the award shows, and I can't believe award shows have already come to a close. It came and went in the blink of an eye, and I'm so upset. But until next year, they have left us, the stars, of course, have left us with some awesome, beautiful, fabulous pieces and accessories and gorgeous remnants of just how to do your makeup and how to do your hair. So moving into my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It, my fourth trend, Rachel Weisz, Sofia Vergara, and Amanda Peet are just a few of Hollywood's bold brunettes rocking the retro-inspired sheer polka dots. On Weisz is a Louis Vuitton ensemble. It's like a mini black cocktail dress almost, so just imagine a strapless mini black cocktail dress with a sheer polka dot trimming to make a mini dress, a gown. So where the hem of her cocktail dress ends is the beginning of the sheer polka dots, and it goes all the way down to the floor, completely sheer, so you can see everything with the exception of the polka dots. So with that trimming to make the mini dress into a gown, it also adds risque sleeves as well. It's very classy with a little bit of sassy, and it's a very interesting piece. It's not something you see every day. It's taking that very vintage retro look to a whole new level. I mean, I know Sofia Vergara, she has the most amazing body, and her dress, if I can remember correctly, it was a complete long sleeve full gown, but the whole other half of her right side was sheer. Her sleeve was a sheer polka dot sleeve. It kind of cut in into her chest, kind of cut into her side, and then back down into a gown. So beautiful, and it's so tasteful. But it's, again, I don't know what it is about Hollywood right now. They really are nailing the classy but sassy look. They're pushing the envelope without really pushing it. So Rachel Weisz, Sofia Vergara, and Amanda Peet, you guys look beautiful, and I love that trend. And could you please tell me where I can get that half off? Because that Louis Vuitton price tag does not work with the college girl budget. Five, from the SAG Awards to the Oscars, a common occurrence at both award shows is the constant reveal of statement earrings. So for those of you unfamiliar with what a statement earring is, it kind of goes along with a statement piece, something that's like a bold accentuation into an outfit. So some girls will wear like a statement ring. It's gaudy, big, colorful, whatever. Also, there's like statement necklaces. The big, you guys are really familiar, you have to be familiar with this, the big chunky, big, colorful, take up your whole neck like a choker kind of necklace. There's the bracelets, and right now in Hollywood it's the earrings. I personally have never been a huge fan of the earrings, just because they're so hard to change in and out. And like sometimes if like I wear dangly earrings, obviously you have to take them out at nighttime so you don't rip your ears. I take them out, but then I forget to put them back in. And then I go throughout my day, maybe even the week, without earrings. And then you have to worry about your holes closing up, and it's just a mess. So I've never been a huge earring person, but everyone from Lea Michele, Nicole Kidman, and even Jennifer Hudson have been caught rocking these bold accessories. And again, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of statement earrings, but I must say that these women really pulled it off just fantastically. So a huge thanks to their stylists, because without you, I wouldn't love this trend. I mean, who knows? Hopefully Claire's has some nice statement pieces. Just bought earrings there a couple days ago, and they broke, completely just broke. All the beading falls off. So I feel like statement earrings are just not in my future. They just never seem to work out. So my final trend in Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. If celebs weren't in the pastel category for this year's Oscars, then they were in the other category I like to call glitzy glam gowns, or the triple G's. starlets such as Adele, Naomi Watts, and again, Miss Jennifer Hudson, were all putting the fab in fabulous. I must say the triple G category is great for those celebs to be different. And to all three of those ladies, you all looked beautiful. So I thought it was a very bold thing to do, because again, everyone was wearing pastels. I mean, it was the thing. I mean, the style of the dress varied from like sleek gowns to huge ball gowns to cuts and laces and backdrops. And I mean, there was so much variety in the style of the gown, but for the most part, pastels were a safe color. I mean, I'm looking at a picture of Jennifer Chastain of Zero Dark Thirty, and she wore this beautiful body hugging, almost like a bronzy pastel dress gown. And it just looks so beautiful with her red hair. She had the very chic red lips. It was very classy. Again, back to the glitzy glamour gowns. Jennifer Hudson's gown, I don't know if any of you saw that, was absolutely just breathtaking. Long sleeve gown. She had a nice slit up the leg, and it was a very rich royal navy blue almost. So it didn't look tacky at all, because I know from personal experience in high school dances, glitter gowns can be tacky, ugly, hideous, awful. But no, Jennifer Hudson, her dress was beautiful. And honestly, after watching these award shows, I would love nothing more than to just run out in the street in my gown and my hair all done and my makeup all done, just saying, look at me, look at my gown. Da, 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 da. I think that'd be so much fun. I mean, celebrities seem to get to have dress up like 5 times a year, and it's just not fair, on top of their movie premieres. Oh my gosh. So lucky. So there we have it. I loved the glitzy glam trend. Wow, I feel very, very, very positive about today. Today is the first show, only out of my three, but still, that I've done with no hates. I'm feeling very generous, so let's see how long it'll carry out after I read last night's Oscar winners. To the winners, congrats, and to the runner-ups, congrats for just putting yourselves out there. Keep working your booties off. It's not easy to put your whole life in your whole, well, not your whole life, but like a chunk of your life into a project, such as being the actor, the actress, or the producer, the director, and to not win. You know, it stinks. I mean, for me in tennis, I hate losing, but honestly, losing builds character, and it's a very humbling experience. And even though you didn't win, it doesn't mean you aren't great. So just keep continuing to push through. It only can better you, and it should motivate you to do better. So no hard feelings. You guys all did great. I am a fan of all of you for some piece of work you've done at some point. But before I go and read off the winners for this year's Oscar list, I'm going to let you guys go and do what you need to do real quick, whether it's go to the bathroom, grab a snack, call your mom, call your dad, whatever. So stay tuned. I'll be back in a second. For those of you just listening, this is DJ Gossip Girl. You're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You've always been, you've always been, you've always been, you've always been, I've always been, I've always been, I've always been, I've always been,
Welcome back, my gossip gals and girls. So, all of you, you probably have been catching and listening to what I've been saying. I had my celebrity news segment. I then just had my Trending with the Stars, love it or hate it. I think those went fairly well. I just love award seasons because it gives me so much to talk about. I love recapping on who, what are people wearing, what happened, what's going on, the hot, the who's, the drama, whatever. It's awesome. I love it. I feed off of it. So for those of you just tuning in, again, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm moving right along. This isn't really a segment, but I thought it was kind of more of a fun special treat. I got my hands on the winners of last night and the runner-ups, so I'm going to read those off, and if we have time, I'm going to read a couple funny quotes that were said on the red carpet last night by our fave celebs. So here we go with our best picture. The runner-ups, Django Unchained, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Amour, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty, Beast of the Southern Wild, and the winner was Argo. Woo! Actor in a leading role. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, Hugh Jackman, Les Mis, Joaquin Phoenix, The Master, Denzel Washington, Flight, and the winner was Daniel Day-Lewis of Lincoln. Yes, loved it. Only saw a little bit of Lincoln, but he deserved it. Next with our actress in a leading role, Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty, Emmanuel Rivera, Amor, Quavishani Wallace, Beast of Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts, The Impossible. The winner went to my girl, Jennifer Lawrence in The Silver Linings Playbook. Woo woo, you go, girl. Actor in a supporting role, Alan Arkin, Argo, Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master, Tommy Lee Jones, Lincoln. And the winner was Christopher Waltz of Django Unchained. Actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams, The Master, Sally Field, Lincoln, Helen Hunt, The Sessions, Jackie Weaver, Silver Linings Playbook, and the winner was Anne Hathaway of Les Mis. Congrats, Anne Hathaway. Animated feature film, Frankenweenie, Paranorman, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, Wreck-It Ralph, and the winner was Brave. I saw Brave. I have a young brother at home, and I have a younger sister, and to watch little kid movies, I mean, I'm not that old myself, so I don't really frown upon it. I love watching little kid movies. They're awesome. They're so cute. For directing, there was Amor, Michael Haneke, Beast of Southern Wild, Ben Zietlin, Lincoln, Steven Spielberg, Silver Lining Playbooks, David O. Russell, and the winner was Life of Pi. I loved that movie. It was beautiful. Storyline could have been executed a little better, but up until the end, it was a beautiful story, and the special effects were amazing. Absolutely breathtaking. It really tugged a couple heartstrings, really built my faith up. For writing an adapted screenplay, Beast of the Southern Wild, Lucy Alibar, and Ben H. Zietlin. Life of Pi, David Maggi. Lincoln, Tony Kushner. Silver Linings Playbook, David O. Russell. And the winner went to Argo, Chris Tirino. Documentary feature, Five Broken Cameras, The Gatekeepers, How to Survive a Plague, and The Invisible War. The winner was Searching for Sugar Man. Documentary short, there was King's Point, Monday at Racine, Open Heart, and Redemption. And the winner for that was Searching for Sugar Man. Not quite familiar with who these people or what these short documentaries are, but congratulations. I'm so glad you won. For documentary in a short, there's King's Point, Mondays at Racine, Open Heart, and Redemption again. Oh, wait. Yeah. And the winner was Incentine. Sorry for the repeat. Film editing, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty. The winner was Argo. See, I personally did not see Argo. However, I did see Life of Pi, and I did see Zero Dark Thirty, and I did see a little bit of Lincoln, and I really believe that Zero Dark Thirty should have gotten that, because that movie took so much time, took so much effort, and you can really see that, because it was incredible. The special effects were incredible. The actors, awesome. It had a great storyline, and congrats to Argo, but I feel like maybe Zero Dark Thirty should have had a chance. As for makeup and hairstyling, there was Hitchcock, The Hobbit, and Unexpected Journey, and the winner was Les Mis. Production design, there was Anna Karina, The Hobbit, and Unexpected Journey, Les Mis, and Life of Pi, and the winner went to Lincoln. And finally, for visual effects, there was The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey, Marvel's The Avengers, Prometheus, Snow White and the Huntsman, and the winner for that, my personal favorite, Life of Pi. So congratulations to all of you who partaked in the creation of that, made that happen. The actors and actresses who worked so hard and were away from their families for so long, and the directors and everyone. It's really you guys, as Michelle Obama said, who really created this program. So I just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the great pieces of work. I also came across online quotes that stars were saying on the red carpet. So starting with Eddie Redmayne, I was in a field in North Carolina playing a Texan cowboy, and it was a night shoot, and I was procrastinating and bored. And I took my iPhone and sang my character's song on the iPhone on his Les Mis audition. I'm freaking out. Last year, I was a bit stunned by it, like the fog of it. I'm nominated for an Oscar? What does this mean? And this year, it's like I can see clearly now, and I'm nominated for an Oscar. Oh my God. Jessica Chastain on being nominated for an Oscar 2 years in a row. She is a lovely actress, and I watched, again, I saw Zero Dark Thirty, and it was awesome. She played a beautiful part. I mean, she really was a strong-willed character, and she really, I feel like, built a mold for female actresses. I have never felt so proud to be a woman, almost. I mean, she really took this movie into her own hands and made it her movie, and I'm just so glad that she was nominated another year for an Oscar. She really deserved it. With Seth MacFarlane, you don't know what could possibly happen. Maybe people will be getting naked. We'll see. Channing Tatum on possibly participating with a sketch or more on stage during the show. Ladies, ladies, ladies. We all know you wanted to see Channing Tatum, not so much Seth MacFarlane possibly naked. Let's admit it, Channing Tatum to all is a nice guy to look at. I mean, Jenna Dewan, oh, she's so lucky, and their baby will be gorgeous. But, oh, dreams don't really come true, do they? No, because they're older and more sophisticated. 9-year-old Covenche Wallace on whether or not she can believe she's in the same category as her fellow best actress nominees. She is the cutest thing. She showed up to the award show with a little poodle purse. I was looking at her picture and just my heart sank. She's younger than my little brother, who's 12. And I just thought that was so sweet. Because could you imagine being 9 years old against Jennifer Lawrence or, I mean, legends? I mean, I don't, Meryl Streep wasn't in it, I'm pretty sure. But that is awesome. That's beautiful. And I just think that's so awesome that she's able to recognize at such a young age how lucky she is and how humbled she feels by it. Next quote. Well, I just had a baby, so get your hair gets all thick, and I'm not looking forward to when you lose all that hair after the baby. With Reese Witherspoon on her beautiful tresses. So basically, women, you know that when you have a baby, your hormones are raging and you grow all this hair. And Reese Witherspoon looked beautiful. Her hair, she had a nice little side swoop, and it was a very 1960s look, very polished curls to the side, her hair parted to the side. She had this beautiful blue gown that she said her 13-year-old daughter picked out. That is unbelievable. I just thought that was so funny. So according to Reese Witherspoon, we can't expect to see her hair flowing like the wind forever. I think it's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be very, very funny. I've seen a lot of his material that Seth is doing, and I mean, it's making all of us howl with laughter. Daniel Radcliffe on what we can expect from first-time Oscars host Seth MacFarlane. Unfortunately, I didn't get to catch, I caught the winners, I caught the beforehands, the afterhands, I followed all of that when it came to the Oscars, but I did not see the actual Oscars. I know, it's so bad, bad me, because I'm reporting on it. I should have watched the whole thing, but from what I've heard, Seth MacFarlane, he kind of pushed the limits a little bit. I heard that there's some controversy with a couple things he said regarding the Jewish community and Chris Brown, and it's always a very hard thing to be a host, because people are going to be watching you like a hawk, and you really got to watch what you say. And it sounds like, from what I've heard, Seth MacFarlane did not watch what he said. So hopefully all goes well and he's able to clear up any misunderstandings. Amanda Seyfried. I don't know. I was tired at that point. I guess I put myself on a plane anyway and was like, this is my dream. Why can't I get my dream? And I did. Amanda Seyfried on auditioning for Les Mis 6 times. I think it's important to hear these quotes from celebrities, because sometimes these celebrities reveal things that you have no idea. Like, I would have no idea that Amanda Seyfried auditioned for Les Mis 6 times. That just should just show you how dedicated these actors and actresses are. And go you, Amanda. I mean, if I didn't get auditioned the first 3 times, I'd be like, see ya. I mean, it's not like she's already loaded with money. She was in the movie All Women Love. Dear John, my favorite Louie ooey gooey love story. So props to you. And this is my girl Jennifer Lawrence. Here is her quote. Today was stressful and I had no time to eat. I'm starving. Is there food here? On not having time to eat before the show. Jennifer Lawrence and I feel like would be BFs to the Fs. I mean, from what I keep reading, she practically says stuff I would totally say, although I probably wouldn't be as open about it on camera. I definitely think we would get along behind camera. So Jennifer Lawrence, if you ever listen to this little show, call me. We'd be best friends forever, I promise. She's probably going to think I'm a creep if she ever really did listen to this. But I'm serious. This girl is hilarious. She just makes me laugh. I think we'd be the best of friends. I hate talking on the phone, so if you're thinking of calling me, don't, because I'd rather just have a text. Sally Field on texting her Lincoln co-star Daniel Day-Lewis. Sally Field, it was so funny. Last show, I was talking about famous Oscar speeches, and my mom actually called me right after the show, and she's like, where was the one about Sally Field? And I don't know if any of you are familiar with Sally Fields, but Sally Field did one and she was completely serious. It was like in the 80s. And she's like, you like me. You really, really like me. And completely serious that people actually liked her. So it's funny. Sally Field, what a troop. I love her. Saw her in, I think it was Cheaper by the Dozen. Great actress. My last quote. I turned around and I'm like, what's happening? I don't know, but I really want to know what's happening over there. Melissa McCarthy on Jane Fonda looking 32 years old. Again, Melissa McCarthy is my favorite actor. She is so funny. She's so witty. And she just, there's never a bad time for Melissa McCarthy, really. Like I said, the Hidden Valley Ranch skit, come on. Hilarious. Even though I have nothing to say about what she wanted to know about Jane Fonda, I'm just glad she was at the Oscars, to be completely honest, because she deserves every award in the book. So that wraps up my little Oscar tree anything goes segment. I'm going to take a quick station break. So all of you lovely listeners, gossip girls and guys, go to the bathroom, grab a snack, do what you need to do. I'm going to take a quick station break and I will be right back to close up with the celebrity birthdays. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, she got a hottie's body, but her attitude is potty. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting. I said, Shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like pausing. Oh, so you're one of them. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peak, dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this loss was taken for a geek. Quick way to eat, deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week, trick for a treat. No, go on the road, my ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges, just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support, and I support you.
Welcome back, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. So with my final segment, as I've done always, I like to celebrate the birthdays of the celebrities out there in the world. I feel like it's important to recognize the people who really inspire us to be better people or put a laugh in our day, a smile on our face, all that good stuff. So the celebrity I'm wishing happy birthday to today is Chelsea Handler. She was born today in 1975. She's a Pisces. She was born in New Jersey. And some accomplishments and fun facts about this funny comedian, hilarious lady. She has a hit late night television show called After Lately, which I watch often, not always, but often. She decided to become a comic after getting a positive response from telling a story about a DUI to a class of other offenders. Random, right? That's funny. It's cute. She was in Time Magazine's Top 100 Most Influential People in 2012. She's been romantically linked with 50 Cent and Andre Balazs. And her celebrity BFFs include Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Russian tennis player, my hero, Maria Sharapova. Whoop, whoop. So happy birthday, Chelsea Handler, and continue to make the world just roar in laughter. Thank you for all listening to my show. It's been so awesome having you. Make sure to tune in next Monday, 3 to 4. I'd like to make a shout out to all my friends, family, my mom, my boyfriend Colby, and happy 19th birthday to my great friend Sophie. I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you all for listening, and I'm really looking forward to see you next time. This has been DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
For you.